Here's the question I'm asking constantly. When I get new information, like I just gave you information in lesson 1-1, the why, I always ask myself, so what? So what? What is it, what difference does this information make? Because information is just information. It's not wisdom, it's not practical until you apply it. So here's the question. How do you get the motivation? And this is what I'm gonna say. Initially, most people typically need something from outside of them to make a big change to patterns. Something isn't working in life and you believe it's time to change because life is unbearable in some way. So what are some examples of this? An example of this is when an economy fails and all of a sudden you realize, oh, wait a second, the way I was doing money didn't make sense. I've got to change some things. The way I was spending didn't make sense. I was spending more than I was making, whatever it was. Or you start a business venture and you're hammering your head against things and spending more money on your business and still failing and it's not growing or whatever, growing to the same degree that you want it to grow. It's when it becomes unbearable for you, and everyone's rock bottom is different, right? But when something becomes unbearable, that's when people typically think about a time to change in their life. This can be for relationships, this could be for diet, this could be for business, this could be for money. And I want you to think about this for yourself. That the major change that you made for business or life in general, what happened for you? What were the difficult things for you? I'll tell you for myself, I'll give you a couple of examples. One of my first girlfriends cheated on me. Actually, I had three girlfriends in a row who cheated on me. This is just after high school and in college. It's kind of funny to talk about right now because I think back about it. So again, we have memories attached to emotions, right? And those emotions are coming up for me even right now. And even though I've talked about this before. So this girlfriend specifically, the first one that I'm talking about, many people told me that she wasn't somebody that fit me. They were trying to be kind. Mostly they were meaning that they didn't like her, okay? But a lot of people told me, a lot of people close to me. And how much do you think I listened to them? I'm 17, 18 years old. How much do you think I'm listening to my parents and my family members and other people around me, my friends, that are saying, oh, that girl isn't necessarily a fit for you, Mark? I didn't listen at all. Why? Because I was emotionally engaged with the relationship. I wanted the relationship. So it took a lot of problems before I started breaking up with her. There were problems before that. But finally, when she cheated on me, there was a light bulb moment for me where I went, oh, wait a second, this is not going to be good long term. So that's when I broke up with her. Or coming back from China. I lived the first 2 years of my marriage, I lived in China. I actually lived in 8 years in China. Last 2 years with my wife, and we came back for the birth of our daughter, and my wife told me when we were back, Mark, China's not working for me. I'm not going to be able to go back. What do we do about this? She was scared to tell me because she knew it was a huge dream of mine to live there for the rest of my life. It took that conversation from my wife saying, like, Mark, this isn't working, for me to start realizing that it wasn't good for her. It wasn't something that was good for our family right then. Okay, so usually it's something big. Often it's like a relationship breakup or something that's kind of completely off the rails. The key is to figure out, I should have brought up this question. Was the last time you had a major change? Thinking about the last time you had a change. But what I want you to think about is how that worked for you and what were the outside factors that played a role. I used to work in addictions and mental health, and I'd have a lot of clients that were forced to come to my trainings by a judge, because they'd been drinking and driving and they'd been caught two or three times, okay? Lost their license, jail time, whatever it was. And these people, until they had their light bulb moment, it had to get worse and worse and worse. So they would come in and blame other people. They would say, oh, my partner's an idiot, or the lawyers are jerks, or the judge is an awful person, or whatever. It's the system that's the problem. They wouldn't see the pattern for themselves because we're emotionally engaged with certain patterns. We're invested in certain patterns. And then when things got so bad, they lost their license and they lost their family and they lost their freedom because they were in prison, all of a sudden they would start thinking about this and go, wait a second, maybe this is something that I can do. Maybe I can do something about this. So here's what I'm gonna ask you right now. What is motivating you right now? What is motivating you right now? What is motivating your patterns, your behaviors? Is it running away from pain? Is it running towards pleasure? What typically motivates you more? This is a really good question. I'm going to continue this. How do you get motivation? How do you motivate yourself? Well, what happens is you need to begin to understand what motivates you in any area of life. Coming back to that last question I asked. Now, you can do this in a number of different ways. It's all about purpose. It's always about your why. It's all about your values. It's always emotional. Keep that in mind. Become more self-aware and explore what drives you. And I'll tell you, there are a few ways to begin exploring this that speed the process, okay? The way to speed the process, there are three different ways that I've pointed out here. One is on your own. Now, this is the way most people who don't know how to invest in themselves will do this. Most people who want to change and don't understand the value of investing time, energy, and money in themselves will try to figure things out on their own. And they'll put a little bit of effort into it here and there, usually when things are a little bit rougher. And listen, this is okay. Be aware that you probably will struggle with the whole motivation thing and understanding yourself and becoming more self-aware, and it'll take a lot of repetition to get it right. Know that I did this initially because I was trying to save money in my own life, and I ended up waiting a couple of years because I wanted to save a little bit of money. So keep in mind that everything has a cost. So if you're not willing to spend money, you end up spending more time and energy. If you want to save time and energy, which are a far more precious resource, you spend a little bit of money. But that's a general rule for everyone's life, and that's something that I learned very, very much in my own life. I have an exercise that will help you out if you do go this route. You can read books. I'll give you a couple recommendations, okay? Because I don't think it's necessarily bad or wrong. It simply has its own cost. Secondly, you can get somebody who knows you well to help with self-awareness and understanding what motivates you. Now, be careful to choose someone who can challenge you in ways that are safe and go deep very quickly. The more skilled somebody is, and maybe you've got a therapist or a coach in your family, great. If you don't, maybe this isn't the best route to go, okay? But make sure that you've got somebody who's safe, who can challenge you and you're not going to react to it. You actually listen to them, and that can go deeply into wherever they need to go, okay? So if somebody asks you shallow questions, it's not the right person to help you with this. It's somebody who will question things and challenge you and go deeper. They should be a fantastic question asker that makes you think deeply about yourself when you spend time together. That's a hint as to whether this person could be the one that helps you. And again, I've got a strategy for you if you go this route with somebody else. Next, you can go with a professional. So like a coach, like myself. This will cost the most in money. It will also cost the least in time. Energy is about the same regardless, but time and money, those are the ones that can swing really greatly. This will cost you more money. It will cost you way less time. Choose someone, and again, tips for finding a professional to help you. Choose somebody who is great at what they do. Now, be careful with this. Remember I told you about a coach that I had? It was fantastic at his business, but wasn't great at coaching me or helping me. In the same way, find a coach, a professional that is great at what you want to learn and what you want to grow in. Now, you might say, well, I want to grow in business, or I want to grow in this specific business, so I'm going to go to a professional who understands this specific business. That is a good thing. That's not a bad thing. But know that most people that don't have a lot of skill sets or experience in coaching and training have been fumbling around a lot. And a lot of people can do this for a very long time and coach a lot of people without doing a very good job. So find somebody who's skilled at going deeper. Find someone who's skilled at bringing up awareness in people, not just simply telling you what to do. Also, secondly, choose someone you connect with. There can be somebody who's very professional and you just don't like them. Okay, I know a lot of people who say, like, I can't stand Tony Robbins, or I can't stand Bob Proctor, whoever it is, right? Or I like the other one. Listen, find somebody that fits you. Who cares? In the end, why would you go with somebody who you don't like? That's not going to be motivating for you. You're not going to get things done. Find someone you like. Find somebody who's good. That's it. Okay? All right. I think I'm going to stop there and go to the next slide here. What you want to do, and I've got a couple of things here. If you want to discover your why on your own, I'm going to recommend a couple things, and then lastly, I'm going to give my website address because you can find it there as well. Okay, so The One Thing by Gary Keller. This is a great book. This will help you understand some of your motivations, some of your why. Okay, and I've got a PDF that is included in this course. So if you're not a big reader, if you don't want to go into The One Thing right away, if you don't have the time to do that right now, that's fine. You can use the PDF and it will give you the key to what we're going at in this motivation lesson, okay? And then you can download that PDF and start going through that exercise. It's got a few pages to it. The next is take your time and do it right. The power of repetition is incredible. Discovering my why took a very long time. It took me probably 18 months of working on it consistently. By consistently, I mean every couple of weeks I was revisiting it and asking myself questions and thinking through it, okay? Now again, I didn't want to spend money, so I spent way too much time on this. You can shorten the time if you spend the money with somebody, but you've got to figure this out on your own. There's no right or wrong way. This is what I will say. Even if you do have a professional, it often will take you a bit of time anyway. It still might take you a few weeks or a couple of months. The reason being that most people don't think this way. Most people don't. Our culture doesn't think about what drives us most of the time. Marketers do, but they think about what drives other people. So often they struggle with it themselves as well. So do it right. Take your time. If the one thing is one idea, the other idea is go to my website, markfrentz.com. MarkFrentz.com, I've got a blog that I wrote about discovering your why. You can read through the blog and it will give you kind of a format of what you can go through. It's not a document, it's a blog post, but it will go through these things and help you understand another way to discover your why. And listen, what I would just say, there's another book that I'm going to recommend. The other book is called, I'm just looking at my bookshelf right now because I want to get the name right here. It's by Simon Sinek. And it's called Find Your Why. Find Your Why. And that's another book where you can start using and help with somebody else. But I'm going to mention that again in a few minutes here. So you've got many different methods. If you want to do it on your own, I've given you some ideas, okay? Working with somebody else. So again, I just mentioned Find Your Why by Simon Sinek. This book, if you're doing it on your own, might be a little more difficult. This is typically a book that you want to use with somebody else's help. And this book actually gives you an understanding of how to find the right person to help you with it, okay? Really good book. Fantastic read and buy. I would highly recommend it. Know that if you do this, it's a really good idea to do the why exercise. So even if you go to my website and use that why exercise, discovering your why, you could do that with somebody else and they will give you more insight than simply you doing it by yourself, okay? Now, tips for finding the right person. This is really important. And Simon Sinek will mention this in his book as well. The person must be a great question asker. Probably not a family member or someone who knows you too well. Why? Because they will fall into normal patterns. Because they'll put the relationship above the exercise. And you need somebody who's going to put the exercise first and really importantly, focus on it. Every time you meet them, they're typically going deeper and helping you explore yourself. Now, if you don't have someone like this in your life, don't bother with this method. It's not going to help you. Don't bother with this method of having somebody else help you for very little cost financially because it'll be a waste of your time. And I'll say that right now, okay? You can do it still every once in a while. You can test this out. I'm fine with you learning through experience as well, okay? Other tips. There are other ways that you can do this. So you can ask yourself, you can make connections between things that you were already thinking about. So the 5x3 question blocks are something that I developed in tandem with a number of other people. And I've been doing this for years to help clients understand more of what they want to do and what motivates them. This is what you need to do. You need to ask yourself three questions. The first question is, what are five industries I know? What are five industries I know? Now, you don't necessarily need to be an expert in these industries. If you really like hockey or a sport or, I don't know, knitting or some other hobby, you can use that as an industry that you know a little bit about, okay? So write down five industries that you know. Next question. Write down five industries you love. Now, these might be the same as the first question, but most likely there will be at least one or two or three that are different. So this could be wine, trigonometry, or checkers. It doesn't really matter what it is. What matters is that you choose an industry, or five industries, sorry, that you love. Now, let's say you only come up with one or two industries that you know, or one or two or three industries that you love. You need to work harder at this than then, okay? Spend some time on this. The more you put into this, the more you will get out of it. Lastly, you want to ask yourself five skills and abilities that I have. Now, if you lack confidence in this area, if you're struggling with confidence, ask somebody else for their help. These can be concrete skills, or these can be a little bit more vague. Okay, it could be carpentry, or it could be networking with people. It could be making people laugh. It could be I ask great questions, or I listen well, or whatever it is. But write down at least five skills or abilities that you have and that you value, you appreciate in yourself. Again, if you need help from somebody else, that's fine, okay? Now, what if you have somebody, but they need some help? What if you are helping somebody else with this? Okay, for example, they're trying to help you with the questions, or you're thinking about somebody that could help you, and they need some help with how to ask better questions. Again, I'm going to refer you to that Find Your Why by Simon Sinek. There's a section in that book that helps the other person figure out how to do this better. Or conversely, you could ask them to get in contact with me. There are different ways to contact me depending on where you're taking this and which offering I've given you, which format I've given you. They could ask me for some help. This is what I'm going to say. Again, find somebody who's a good question asker, and most likely, they'll go a little bit deeper with you. Okay? Now, working with a pro, here's some general tips. The general tips are, again, you need to find somebody who you like and respect. They still have to be able to ask fantastic questions. So if you have somebody that's a driver personality and simply tells you what to do and doesn't ask questions, this is not the person for you. If you need help, I might be offering one-on-one sessions at different times to help you out with this. So you could inquire about that, okay? But yeah, going with a professional, this is why people do one-on-one coaching, because they get specific help in these areas, okay? So the action step for this part of this, the lesson here, is discover your why. Work at it. Now listen, this is going to take more than a week, most likely, unless you're right at the tip of success and you've been close to it for a while. So it's okay to take your time. It's okay to wrestle with this. It's okay to struggle with this. The more you wrestle with it, the better you will be at it. The better answers you will get, all right? So ask yourself some questions. If there's anything that's unclear about this, you can ask me or ask somebody else, and we'll figure it out.